Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show, sponsored to you by the Holistic Ministry. And I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome. This is our third week for the Daily Inspiration Show, and we have been getting really good response from the show, and people saying that how inspirational and motivational it is to help keep them going and help them with their day. So we're going to continue doing it. As long as the ratings stay good, we'll continue doing the show, and I anticipate it getting better and better. As of January, we'll be going to 5 days a week, and the baby to really give you an uplift for your morning. And that's what the purpose of the show is, to motivate you first thing in the morning, get your day started. And today we have a very interesting subject that I think, anyway, and it is just take the first step. You know, anything you do, you got to take a first step. Have you heard the saying, people go to their graves with the sweetest music unplayed? It's an old saying, so maybe some of you young folks, you may not be familiar with that saying, but it says, most people go to their graves with the sweetest music unplayed. And this old saying simply means that most people do not fulfill their desires and their dreams, and they actually take them to the grave with them, okay? It's a pretty simple saying, and it, unfortunately, it's true. They said most talent, if you want to find the most talented places where the most talented people were, to go to the graveyard, because so many people are not able to purpose for what they came here for and plans. You see, as a spirit, beloved one, before you came into the earth realm, you had plan and you had purpose. But for some unfortunate reason, when you got here to planet Earth, you kind of went brain dead, and you did not fulfill your plans and do what you needed to do. So the question that I asked is, why? Why does this happen? Then I had to think about it, and then I realized it wasn't quite that complicated. It's actually pretty simple. And that is that we never take the first step to get started. Anything that you do, beloved ones, take the first step. I don't care if you're writing a book, you got to at least write the first sentence. If you're riding a bicycle, you got to at least get on the bike and learn how to ride. Everything has to take a first step. And if you never take the first step, you would never get there. So, and it boils down to, why don't people take the first step? Why don't they, if they got these desires inside of them, why wouldn't they not take the first step to fulfill their desires and their dreams? Well, that's pretty simple, too. It boils down to the fact that one is suffering from the fear of failure. You know, they are suffering from the fear of failure. See, most of us have been programmed to believe that failure is the worst thing that could ever happen to us. And that's kind of ludicrous in itself, but it's just true. Programming is a true thing and a true thing that happens to people. And most people have been programmed to believe if you fail, there's nothing no worse than failure. And this is simply driven by the ego. That has nothing to do with reality. It's simply driven by the ego because we believe others will be looking down on us and judging us and treating us badly because of our failure. And that's because of your own ego, beloved. That has nothing to do with the real deal, but that's what we feel. And see, failure, beloved one, is usually the first step towards success. And if you understand that, then it would not be that difficult for you to take the first step. Because most people fail at their first attempt at doing most things when they try to do it. But it's not the failure that you have to have enough fortitude to get up and do it again, okay? So do not let that block your mind. Let's take it for example. Let's think about Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. But do you know that Thomas Edison failed 999 times before he invented the light bulb? Yes, that's what you call being that's failing and fail. But every time that he failed, Thomas Edison would say, "I am getting closer." till being, he knew what wouldn't work, so he kept trying what would work. And you got to have that kind of determination if you're going to be successful, beloved one, to be able to get up and just every time you have a failure, knowing that you are getting closer to your goals. The Wright brothers took them, they failed for 15 years to have their first successful flight. How many of you would have that kind of determination to go after your goal for 15 years and be determined to make sure that you get what you want? They failed for 15 years. Yeah, they made some little bunny hops in their flight process, but to have a successful flight, it took them 15 years. And they had to keep getting back up and keep saying, yes, we're going to make this happen. You see, beloved one, they had to really have a lot of fortitude. And the first flight, like I said, it took 15 years. There's so many stories like that. Those are not the only stories. I mean, I'm not going to go through all the stories on this. It's only a 15-minute show. But every day you hear about or you read about stories in that nature and what's going on with people in their success. Beloved one, you have to desire to be successful, and you must be willing to accept failure as part of the process. Failure is part of the process of being successful, okay? So you have to stop concerning yourself about what people are going to say about you. Because you know what? Most of those people who are going to make comments about you will never accomplish much in life themselves. But they will make comment about you, but they won't get off the fence and go and do something about their own situation. So stop worrying about what people are going to say. You have to be willing to take that first step yourself. The first thing is that you, of course, that you have to embrace the idea that every failure is going to bring you closer to success. Every time you don't get it right, that means that you're getting closer to getting right. So everyone who becomes successful have to fail that, at least fail at least once in their attempt to do it. And most people fail many and many and many times before they become success. But very, very few people decide to do something, and the first time they do it, it just automatically happens. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. Sure, it happens. There's exception to every rule. But overall, most people fail before they own at least their first or second try of doing something. And now I give you an example of that myself. I postponed doing the radio show, not so much this radio show, but as most of you know, that I do a Sunday radio show too. But I had a desire to do this for many, many years. But for many years, I postponed doing it because I had fears. I had fears, first of all, that people would not like to hear my voice, and that my voice was not correct. I didn't have the correct voice to be able to be on the radio or to broadcast live. I just didn't feel I had the confidence to do that. I didn't feel that I had enough knowledge or wisdom to be able to have a talk about a subject and keep people's attention. I just didn't feel I had enough to share, that I didn't believe of those things. And I thought that people would ridicule me and put me down and talk behind my back about, what is he doing? Why is he doing that? You know, that's not meant for him to do it. And unfortunately, beloved one, most of the people that I feared would be the biggest problem was my own family and my own friends. I feared that they would ridicule me and put me down. And it's hard to be put down by your family and your friends. That's something that most people do not want to deal with. But I had to get to the point where I accept the fact that they may put me down, but I came to the realization that God would raise me up. I said, regardless of what they say, I have God on my side, and God would help keep me going and help raise me up, and I will be able to be this. And so at that point, when I bought into the idea that God would be there to help me and support me if my goal was right and I'm doing the right thing, I'm trying to inspire and trying to motivate people, why would God not support me? So once I came to that full understanding, I stepped into it. And once I stepped into it, I never looked back. Now, I have to admit to you, beloved one, some of my first shows sucked. You know, some of the first shows I did was horrible. But that was okay. I accept that as a part of the growing process and part of what I needed to do in order to get better. So, you know, I came to that full of data. Okay, this is not good, but just keep going. You'll get better as time goes on. And guess what, beloved ones? A lot of those friends and family members who I thought would ridicule me are now some of my some of those friends I thought would be critical and ridicule me are some of my most loyal listeners. they're there and they're tuning in and listening and they call with words of encouragement, tell me to keep going and keep doing it. So, see, it was a fear inside of my own ego that was holding me back. I would not take the first step because I had a fear of being criticized or condemned for what I was doing and what was crazy. I embraced that idea. So you have to look forward and understand that the failure may be there, but do not leave your goals and desires inside of you, beloved ones. Do not be one to leave the planet Earth with those goals and desires still locked into you, and you never release out because of fear. Because of fear. That's the only thing that's holding you back. That is the only thing that's holding you back, beloved one. You are afraid. And you got to embrace that, accept that you are afraid of failure. And that's an ego. Sometimes you just have to put the ego back and say, hey, ego, you are not going to control my life. I have power over you. I have God inside of me. And we have to realize that our God is bigger than any situation or problem that we may encounter in our lives. If you focus your energy on the God in you, you can overcome any and every. There's not one thing that you are not able to conquer if you are able to put your energy and belief in the God force within you, beloved one. Okay? So now we're going to get ready to bring this short 15 minutes to a close, but a few things I want to be able to relate to you before that. And the one I'm going to give you a schedule for the week, because this is a Christmas weekend, so there's a lot of activity happening. Now, on Wednesday morning at the same time, the Daily Inspiration Show will be broadcast, and that would be hosted by one of my sponsor ministers, Minister Joe Pearson from out of New Jersey. She would be broadcasting live here Wednesday morning. And also on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, there would be a Christmas Eve show, and Minister Pearson will also do that show, okay, on Christmas Eve. Now, on Christmas Day, I will be back with you on the air to do a Christmas show, and that will start approximately 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So stay tuned and look for the advertisement or the advertisement on Facebook, or if you receive emails from me, you know, okay? So tune in, and I want you all to have a blessed and positive day and make this one of your better days. And if you're feeling any fear, and you have things you want to do and accomplish your life, go for it. It's time to go. Let's pray so we can close out the day. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this wonderful day. We thank you, God, for giving us courage to move forward, giving us the energy and the insight to know that you are the source of all of our things, that we will no longer have any fears about anything we want to accomplish because we know that you will be with us and guide us and support us, and we will get through. We will not allow our fears of failure stop us from fulfilling our success and bringing forth that which we were intended to do, that which we were part of us. We know that we came here with divine purpose and divine reason for showing up. So we know, God, that we want to move forward this morning, this day, and this week as we go in. We will look forward, keeping our eye on you, God, knowing that you are the source and that you will support us. Even if others don't, you will give us the courage to move forward and to say yes to our goals and desires. We will no longer step back and not take the first step to make it happen. We are going to be bold this week. Anything that we're desiring, we want to bring forth, we're going to do it. And do it knowing that we have the power inside of us to bring it to fruition because you are supporting us. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Beloved ones, have a wonderful and positive day. Okay? Go for it.